farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The government has commissioned into service a solar power system at the Ebony Park Irrigation Pumping Station in Clarendon, which is expected to reduce costs associated with pumping and supplying irrigated water to farmers. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What we gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them a destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
A 10-kilowatt solar energy system has been installed at the National Irrigation Commission's Ebony Park Pump Station in Clarendon. The system is expected to result in savings of over $6 million and deliver energy worth some $564,000 annually. It is also part of a bigger plan by the Commission to retrofit its pump station network with solar panels for power generation to make the organization more efficient.
I'm pretty confident that this project is one that will move the organization forward towards achieving its mission to enable improvement in agricultural productivity and production through the provision of reliable, efficient, and affordable irrigation services to our farmers, particularly those in the parish of Clarendon.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellio. With the new power system, farmers in the area will now receive improved water supply from the facility.
Against the background of climate change issues we now face, utilizing the abundance of sunshine we have to produce solar power to generate the pumping of irrigation water can only be welcomed as a win-win response for everyone. A sustainable agricultural industry cannot place too much reliance on rain-fed cultivation. Climate-smart agricultural practices demand the critical expansion of our irrigation systems. Irrigated agriculture contributes significantly to the growth of the agricultural sector, as well as enabling rural development across Jamaica. For further gains to be made at this time, it is important that there be continuous improvement in areas such as energy management and water use efficiency.
Minister Kellio is urging farmers to do their part by incorporating water use efficiency practices such as proper irrigation techniques into their day-to-day operations.
These practices will not only conserve water use in agriculture, but have the added benefit of reduced water costs, high soil quality, lower costs for fertilizers, and increased crop yields.
He says the government has every intention to position the agriculture sector to adapt to and mitigate the effects of climate change while achieving its food security and competitiveness objectives. And now for our Jamaican phrase of the day.
You must ban back a cow.
And this means you are backward and ignorant.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.